understand that is Son of God, Eternal Savior. And today, here we go, is January the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. It's a Rumination Tuesday on which we always look at a hymn for the coming Sunday. And the coming Sunday, of course, is again in Epiphany, and it is the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. Son of God, Eternal Savior, and with us, of course, in the studio is our good friend, Reverend Mark Smith. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Tom. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, but boy, there was a traffic accident.
Bad accident up there on 64, yeah. Back traffic up all the way Clayton Road.
Yes. One person I know has died, and I think 18 vehicles involved. Yes. When I came yesterday, when I cut off, just after it, there was another huge backup. A truck had fallen over, I think.
And oh, boy.
It's something. In this weather, you got to just be real careful, for sure. And in fact, I was listening. Somebody was talking about that Christians are, you know, listening carefully to the news. There was a earthquake in Alaska.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Really?
Yeah, and they thought it was a tsunami coming. They did cancel that. And then there was a volcano erupted. And they were trying to give the story that that's what Christians are saying is going to be happening at the end of the world. But that's something that's happening all the time.
Oh, yeah. Earthquakes.
Yeah. God allows them to remind us that the end could come at any time.
That's right. We're always to be ready.
That's right. So that's kind of good. And so this particular hymn, It's not one that I've used very often.
Oh, I use this a lot. I love it. But I use the different melody. That's that's a pretty melody that we played, but there's a different one that in our hymnal.
We should have used that one, except it wasn't on the internet. Do you know who it's by?
No. Let's see. Well, let's see.
You'll really be surprised.
Let's see. Tune. Henry Gehrke.
I know. Yes. Our good friend.
It's a good melody. I love it. I love to use that hymn.
Wow. Do you know that much about Somerset Lowry?
No, not at all.
Yeah, this was first published in the 1894 issue of Goodwill. And he later granted permission to other hymnals to substitute Birth Among Us, and instead they wanted Birth Incarnate. And the one that I found was very interesting that he allowed is the title. The title he had was Word Made Flesh. And they wanted to change it to Son of God.
Yeah, well, that's usually, you know, it's the first line of the hymn usually takes the title, usually.
Don't you
think?
Exactly.
Unless there's a refrain that just goes throughout.
Now, why do you, the fourth, he wrote five stanzas. The fourth one's missing here.
The fourth one.
Yes.
But
why do you like it so much?
I don't know. I like the melody.
Yeah, okay.
I like the melody, and I just, you know, it's rousing. I think it's a rousing hymn. I like rousing hymns.
Rousing hymns.
You know,
well,
hymns,
that's
that,
true.
You can, hymns that you can, you know, stir the congregation up to begin with, and one that you can end on that sends you home with a cheer, you know.
That's really kind of true. I consider that after the pastor, the most important person in the congregation is
the organist. Right.
Boy.
Yeah, they can make a big difference.
Yes, they can make a huge difference.
Don't forget the pastor's wife, though.
Well, I did. Why shouldn't I?
They too can make a big difference.
Oh, they can? I haven't noticed that.
Oh, yes. Oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah, I see your wife mouthing to you when you mispronounce words up there. Yes, I see. Oh, no, that's my wife, come to think of it. Yes. No, there's no doubt about that. Son of God, Eternal Savior. And it's in this hymnal under society.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet they chose it for Epiphany as the primary hymn.
That's interesting.
Yes. It is. So maybe we'll figure that out as we start going through it, if you'd be so kind to read the first stanza.
Son of God, eternal Savior, source of life and truth and grace, Word made flesh, whose birth among us hallows all our human race. You, our head, who throned in glory, for your own will ever plead. Fill us with your love and pity, heal our wrongs, and help our need.
There's a lot in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Son of God. And isn't that interesting? When you think of a son, you always think that the father is older.
Mm-hmm.
But then the very next word is eternal.
Yeah.
And so there's no distinction between the father and the son.
Right. Not three eternals, but one eternal, as we confess.
No, that's right, the Athanasian Creed. A source of life and truth and grace. That's double entendre. A source of life, he was the creator of the whole world.
Right. That's right.
But since the fall of man, he's also the source of life.
Right.
In what way?
Well, he's our Redeemer.
That's right.
He's recreated us, if you will.
Yeah, remember, boy, there are so many metaphors for Jesus, but he himself said, you know, I'm the good shepherd, I'm the bread of life. But
he
also
said,
I'm the way, the
truth, and the life.
See, and that's right there. Source of life and truth.
And grace.
And grace. See, that word grace, you could not apply to any other religion.
No.
No. Because there is no other religion where the God saves people.
Right. And tell us again, what's the difference between grace and, you know, what we deserve and what we don't deserve? You know that distinction you always make. I can never remember it.
I can't believe how
I
you
don't
can't
know why.
Remember
I just,
it.
I just have a hard time remembering it. Go ahead and tell
well,
us.
Well, just think of justice.
Yeah.
Justice is you get what you
deserve.
Yes. Mercy is you don't.
You don't get what you deserve.
And grace is you get what
you don't deserve.
How come? Well, you just remembered them.
I have to be reminded.
What to
I
do?
Think it's such a helpful distinction, if I could just remember it.
Start off with justice.
Justice is what you deserve.
That's right. And once you have that phraseology, then it's just where you put the negatives in the next
mm-hmm,
two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mercy is not getting what you deserve.
Mercy's not getting what you get. Yeah.
And grace is getting what you
don't deserve.
Yeah. So the negatives change around.
Okay.
There is no other religion that's gracious in the sense that God takes upon himself all the punishment that should have been yours and then saves you.
That's right.
There is no other religion
no.
that does that.
It's originated in heaven. There's no doubt about it. It's not man-made. It's God-given.
In fact, originated from before the foundation of the world.
Right.
Which was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because wherever God is. Word made flesh. Now, this is interesting. Whose birth among us hallows all our human race. I thought the crucifixion hallows.
Well,
how's the birth?
I think it's kind of like when you say one, you're also including the other. Wouldn't you say that's what it means there? His birth, you know, it's the birth of the Savior. How can you separate the cross from Christmas? It's they're both there. It's kind of like separating the body from the blood. They're both, you know.
I understand that.
What do we call that? There's a word for that. When you say one, but you mean both.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a fancy theological word. I can't think of it right now. But
I
go ahead.
Yes. I think the birth itself hallows all human race. Because what does it mean to hallow all human race?
Make holy.
Yes. He did not become a zebra.
Right.
He didn't become a lion.
Right.
He didn't even become an angel.
Right.
He became a
human being.
That's right. So of all the parts of creation he could have become, he decided to do that. Because that was the first step in hallowing the human race. Namely, because he became a human being, he was now, I almost said privileged, but that's true. He was now able to die for human beings. Remember that strong angel in Revelation 5, he can't even save human beings. You know, there's a strong angel, and he has a scroll
in his hand. Right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, Revelation 5, sure.
That's right.
Nobody could open the bound book with seven seals except the Lamb of God.
And John wept over that.
Right.
So the angel, as strong as he was, wasn't able to do that.
No.
Maybe it was Gabriel, Michael, who knows?
Nobody but Christ.
Yeah. And because he had become a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I believe that hallows all our human race. In trying to decide what part of creation God could become, there was only one option, because it was human beings that had fallen into sin. You are head who throned in glory. See how the Bible goes back and forth, and this hymn does too, with different metaphors. Now he's the head. So mm-hmm. What are we?
We're the body.
Yes. Well said. He's our head, throned in glory. For your own will, plead. Ever plead. Now, what does that mean? For your own will, ever plead.
Well, we want his will. As Christians, we want to be conformed to his will. We know his will is the best. Just like Jesus was conformed to the Father's will.
So, it sounds like you're saying, for your own will, ever plead, that we're pleading for his will.
Right. That's when we pray in his name. That's what we want. We want his will. Thy will be done.
Yeah. I'm not sure that... Do you notice that the your is capitalized?
Yes.
So it's referring to Jesus.
Right.
So I think it's Jesus pleading.
No.
The will of the Father.
No, aren't we pleading Jesus?
I'm not saying you're wrong that's
for your
what can happen. I'm just thinking that he's saying here that it's Jesus.
You are head who throned in glory.
For your own will
ever plead. For your own will ever. Well, now wait a minute. No, isn't he talking about us? Maybe he's talking about us. He's our advocate with the Father. He's pleading. He's always petitioning the Father for us.
Your would be not capitalized. It would be talking about the human
world. No, we're talking about Christ's redeemed. For your own. It's not your own will. Yeah, I'm thinking about this now. It's not talking about your will. It's talking about for your own you will ever plead.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He's always petitioning. He's at our right hand with the Father. He's our prophet, priest, and king. He's pleading for us.
So there should be a comma after own. For your own will ever plead.
Right, that'd make it clear. You're right. I jumped to the conclusion it's talking about your will, but it's not. He's talking about pleading for us.
Well said. Yeah. Fill us with your love and pity. Heal our wrongs and help our need.
There's your society aspect of this hymn. You know, there's a lot of that in here, as we'll find out later.
There's a three-part thing about the synod, and this would be that third part. They call it works of mercy.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Let's see, what are the three parts again of synod's aim? Mercy is one.
You should never ask a question unless you know the answer.
Or unless I'm sure you do.
Well, we'll let that go for now.
I've seen the symbol. It's a beautiful symbol.
Yeah, I know.
And it's very meaningful. But, you know, it's like anything else. If you can remember, it's best.
Yes. Yeah, it has to do with preaching the word and also evangelism and mercy. Those are the three parts. But stanza two.
All right. As you, Lord, have lived for others, so may we for others live. Freely have your gifts been granted. Freely may your servants give. Yours the gold and yours the silver. Yours the wealth of land and sea. We, but stewards of your bounty, held in solemn trust, will be.
That last part of that, when they bring offerings forward, you take the offerings, put it on the altar. Do you say everything? Say anything in regard to the offerings?
I have in past years. I don't now. I don't know why. I think an offering prayer is nice. It's just...
You know the one that's always, We give thee,
but thine own, whate'er the gift may be, all that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Yes, I used to say basically. In fact, I had a whole listing of offering prayers that were appropriate.
Really?
Yeah.
Some congregations actually sing that when the offering is brought forward.
Yeah.
You know, we give thee, but thine own, whatever the gift may be. Because it's agreeing here, all that we have is thine alone. And here it says, yours the wealth of land and sea, and that we're just kind of...
stewards. We're just stewards. We're caretakers.
Well, guess what? That's what the word says.
That's right.
We but stewards of your bounty, hold in solemn trust will be. I almost wanted to preach on the epistle from last week that started off, you know, the end time is coming, so you should be married as though you're not married.
Yeah, yeah,
I kind of liked that until I found out what it meant. It didn't work.
Yeah.
But you know what it reminded me of? If you go through that passage, there's that Beatles song.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh boy?
Okay, go ahead.
You know, where he's talking about that he wishes there were no religions.
Oh, yes. I know.
That is...
Imagine. I know you like it.
I love it because that... You know what he's saying? He's saying that epistle. Where we don't have any goods. We're not to be concerned about marriage. All this kind of thing. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize it. You see, the goals of every religion are only fulfilled in Christianity, but they don't know it. Mm-hmm. So they can figure out the goals, but they can't figure out the end. Yeah, I'll have to do another session on that hymn using that particular passage from 1 Corinthians. I, as soon as I was reading it, I said, that's just what he's saying. You know, that all these things, like goods and stuff, don't... Like, what goods are you going to have in heaven?
Whatever it takes to, I mean,
to make me happy. Well, I'm going to have a Lamborghini then.
No, you know, that's not just carnal things.
I mean, I'm pulling your leg.
it'll be at thy right hand is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Pastor Peter Kurowski said this once. A man said, "You mean there's no fishing in heaven?" And pastor said to him, "If that's the only thing that's going to make you happy,
it'll be there. Yeah. You bet.
Isn't that interesting? Stanza 3.
Okay. Come, O Christ, and reign among us, King of love and Prince of peace. Hush the storm of strife and passion. Bid its cruel discord cease. By your patient years... I love this part. By your patient years of toiling, by your silent hours of pain, quench our fevered thirst of pleasure, stem our selfish greed of gain. Again, society comes through there, loud and clear.
How is our thirst of pleasure quenched by thinking about Jesus' patient years and silent hours of pain?
Quench our fevered thirst of pleasure.
How's that work?
Stem our selfish... Well, when you've got Christ,
right,
and you appreciate really what he is in
very
your
good.
Life,
yep.
Everything pales into insignificance.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that you long for in a carnal, worldly way, it just pales into insignificance.
Yeah. Your priorities change.
Right, exactly. Yeah. When you come to faith, that's right.
And you can also, with eyes of faith, see things happening in ways that, for example, we put out some mailing we have to do. And what so surprised me, I was out of ink. One of the machines wasn't working. I got the ink from Amazon. The machine started. Everything worked perfectly.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was really just...
It just worked out fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like here this morning with that accident on the road. I didn't think I'd make it here in time. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be way late, and I just made it just in time. Just, you know.
Yes. Did you know we were off the air? Yeah, I turned on...
Oh, you mean the previous
KFUO.
Program was taped?
No. We were
off
totally
the air
off
when?
The air. Oh, I started, it was early this morning. There was
really?
Something wrong with the tower.
Oh, really?
So I phoned up here, and they still said to come in because they're still able to stream to computers.
I see.
As well as people who, you know, use their iPhones to listen later on. So,
wonder what happened to the tower.
I have no idea.
It's been there for years.
Well, they do have occasional problems with it, you know. And but they got it fixed, and I was listening. I'll read stanza four. Son of God, eternal Savior, starts the same way as one. Source of life and truth and grace. Word made flesh, whose birth among us hallows all our human race. So we don't have to say anything about that so far, because that's all the first verse.
Yeah, but these last lines are great.
By your praying, by your willing, that your people should be one, come, O grant our hopes fruition, here on earth your will be done. Notice that the your is capitalized again.
Yes.
So who's doing the praying?
I think we are. We are. It's a
no,
hymn.
No,
it's
no,
a,
no.
It's a hymn prayer that we're singing.
No, no. By your praying, by your willing. Those are capitalized.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus is doing the praying.
Yeah, well, sure. He's our priest.
Yeah. So it's not us doing the praying.
No, but we're praying to him singing this hymn.
Well, we may be, but that's not what I asked. Who is doing the praying?
Picky.
Well, it's a big difference.
Okay, go ahead.
By your praying, by your willing, that your people should be one. See, that's a prayer Jesus did in John. Mm-hmm. You know, we call it the priestly prayer.
The high priestly prayer. You're right.
Well, of course. You always keep saying that.
Oh, yes. Great one. Yes. You're always right. Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm taping this part and giving it to my wife for Valentine's Day. Look at the gift that you received. Me. I'm always right. She won't appreciate that.
No, I don't think so.
She won't. But grant our hopes fruition. What does fruition mean? If you got kids, how would
bringing,
you?
Fruition is bringing about, culminating.
Very good. So we hope certain things, and God will bring it to fruition. Because here on earth, your will be done. See, this is really important to understand. The last
line
is more than a statement. It's a promise.
Yeah, you mean like grant our hopes?
No, the part that on earth your will be done. Can you think of a time that God's will isn't done?
No, it's always done.
Yeah, I know. Even with this accident.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he will work it out for the ultimate good of them that love God.
Yeah.
To them that are called according to his purpose.
And a lot of people just don't appreciate our view of God in that nature. In fact, they'll turn away from a God like that. But that's why you really only recognize the true understanding of a God in Christ Jesus. If you want to show them what God is like, you point to the Christ,
cross, to the cross,
the resurrection, the ascension, and then, of course, Pentecost. Really important there. So, I imagine you'll be singing this hymn.
Yes, definitely.
Have you decided what you're preaching on yet?
No, I'm still working on that.
Yeah, right.
I some of these epiphany lessons, you know, they're, you could go with, you know, any one of the lessons, either the epistle, the Old Testament.
Yeah, the gospel is be silent and come out of him.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And remember what epiphany means.
Unveiling.
That this man, this Nazareth, this carpenter is the Son of God.
Yeah, he's manifest as the Son of God.
I always enjoy the season of Epiphany.
Yeah. I look forward to Lent. Lent starts on Valentine's Day.
Well, that'll be my gift to my wife. I'll give her a car so she can go to church.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. Okay, and I think it's happening again. There we are. Tom Baker, tomorrow. Insight Wednesday. Join with us. Till then, God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email Law and Gospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.